You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The 100th anniversary of the end of World War I added new, powerful dimensions to this year's Veterans Day observances. At the Great Lakes National Cemetery in northern Oakland County, every single day is Veterans Day. It's one of two national cemeteries in Michigan, the other being Fort Custer near Battle Creek. Sean Baumgartner is director of the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Sean, how many veterans are resting there?
We have approximately a little over 38,000 interments.
And that's veterans and family members?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So to get a sense of what your mission is, are you essentially like Arlington National Cemetery, if people are familiar with that, only you're here in Southeast Michigan?
Yeah, if you had to put a picture on it, yeah, that's what we do. And we have our own little Arlington, if you will, in the backyard in Michigan and Holly. It's beautiful.
And when you think of these veterans resting at Great Lakes, how far back in our history have they served? I have been to services there of some of the World War II veterans that I went with on honor flights. Do you go back to World War I or even earlier?
Well, since we're a newer cemetery, we opened up in 2005, so there's not a lot of old history per se, but we do have a lot of World War II as our majority, you know, Vietnam, Korea.
And what is a burial service like at Great Lakes?
Well, when they pull up to the main administration building, they're greeted by a cemetery representative who will escort the cortege to what we call our committal shelters. And with the committal shelters, that's where the final respects are given. It's kind of like a little service to say goodbye. And that's where military funeral honors are rendered. That includes, the flag folding, taps, and rifle volleys. And then the flag is presented to the next of kin. And then if the next of kin chooses, they can bring clergy, or if they'd like to speak a few minutes, just to give tribute to that veteran or that family member. After that service, the caretakers will take the veteran or the family member to their final resting place.
And I know earlier today, there was an unaccompanied veterans ceremony where you laid to rest veterans whose remains were uncovered or discovered at the Cantrell Funeral Home in Detroit. How many veterans were honored in that ceremony today?
17.
Is that ceremony at all different from services with vets who have family members? What happens during the unaccompanied vets ceremony?
Well, it's a little bit different, but thanks to Brian Johnson, he's the funeral director that's been helping out and making all the arrangements here, but he's really made an effort to try to contact next of kin for these veterans, and it's different in the fact that, these guys have been forgotten, but now they're not, we get to honor them the proper way that they need to be honored, and to honor them for their service and to lay them to rest with dignity as well, too. So now, in perpetuity, they'll be with their brothers and sisters in arms, well taken care of.
Sean, what do you feel is your mission every day when you come to work and you set foot on the Great Lakes National Cemetery?
Wow, that's a deep question. A lot of things. I get the privilege and the honor of helping people in the most hurtful and just trying time of life, that we get to make a difference in their life by honoring their loved one and their family member, and that we get to inter their loved one. And to me, it's a trust. The family places their trust in us and me as a cemetery to take care of them, and that is a huge responsibility, but it is such an honor, and we're so grateful to do it. And we owe our veterans more than, we could ever repay them. And this is just one small way that we can give back to those families to assure them that we're going to take care of their loved one in perpetuity. What a great responsibility.
Sean Baumgartner is the director of the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Oakland County in Holly. It is one of two national cemeteries in Michigan. Sean, thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you, ma'am.